Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, GOP rump thumps Trump into a stump. Now, before we start our podcast, please keep in mind, we've only been in this bumfuck residency for a measly 64, give or take, days. Here we go. Trump Care went to Palookaville yesterday, Friday, March the 24th, 2017. Hell, the GOP never even to the floor for a vote, just like they did the day before on Thursday. Trump, in his part of the deal, likes to say, he likes to keep a lot of balls in the air because not everything, every deal, situation, possibility, opportunity is going to work out. The only balls Trump's got in the air right now are his fucking testicles. Balls to the wall for the drum. That's how he moves. That's how he rumbles. The result over the years, 6 bankruptcies. Countless thousands fucked over and stiffed, and Trump himself rescued from total financial ruin in 1994 by a consortium of Chinese billionaires headed by one Vincent Low, L-O, who bought a vacant West Manhattan parcel of land in 1994 in Trump's portfolio and gave Trump a 30% stake just for continuing to breathe as a human carbon life form. And again, financially rescued again, yet again in 2005-2006 by the Russian mob, who swooped in and bought up every Trump property they could find that wasn't nailed to the wall. Well, this week, the balls-to-the-wall strategy over the repeal and replace Obamacare finally crashed and burned in fucking epic fashion. They scheduled the vote over the GOP replacement healthcare bill, the American Health Care Act, for Thursday, and ended up pulling it from the floor. Then Trump gave the GOP House members an ultimatum: bring it back to the floor of the House for a vote on Friday, or he'd move on to his other legislative priorities and leave Obamacare in place. Well, the small but mighty 30-plus, give or take, ultra-conservative House Republicans, the House Freedom Caucus, voted like they did the day before. They voted no on the GOP health care bill and single-handedly sank the Trump GOP replacement health care bill, just like the Titanic that it was all along. Trump is a fake president who stole the 2016 presidential election with the massive infusion of Russian counterintelligence propaganda aimed at and designed to destroy Hillary Clinton personally and any fucking chance she had of winning the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump has a fake White House staff, a fake legislative agenda for the sole benefit of billionaires, and a fake wife, the ice from the East who plagiarizes the hell out of others. Remember Michelle Obama? Melania's tawdry 2016 GOP convention address, where she lifted whole lines from an address made previously by Michelle Obama, and fake kids who might have been spawned by Trump, but spent very little real time with their fake dad. Trump is correct in throwing out the term fake like he does, but he's really projecting what he well knows is true within his own Cheeto-colored head. Yes, my shit is all fake, from the tip of my Cheeto-colored hair to my squeaky clean $1,000 pair of dress shoes. Yes, ladies and germs, we've moved from the shake, rattle, and roll America to the fake, gaggle, troll America. Trump supporters, we hate you like the plague that you are. And that concludes another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, hurtling for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.